One of the issues that's come up in front of the state legislature over the last couple of years is the issue of shared parenting and joint custody. And joining us this morning is Tom English, who is involved with the effort to try to get shared parenting in South Dakota. Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Thanks for stopping by. Maybe just give us a bit of background on how you came to be involved in this effort.
Well, I'm a divorced father, and I guess I had, you know, I felt kind of as unfairly treated as many fathers do in this situation. And I have a cousin, Dan English, who worked for John Thune, and I was talking to him, and he directed me toward Hal Wick. And Dan, you know, made it sound easy. He said, well, if you have a problem with the law, just change it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, it doesn't sound so easy.
No. You know?
So I got a hold of Hal Wick, and I started working with him, and ended up looking at some legislation from other states, and we're going to present something, but then a fellow named Grant Hellman, he had something already written by a judge, which I think is a sister-in-law or his sister, had written something locally, so we went with that. And then that didn't pass, and we just keep trying, so.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing effort. We were just visiting off the air. I mean, this is, three or four years that to try to get the legislature to move on this. What are some of the objections to this?
Well, I guess, that's a good question. There's a lot of them. I guess you have to kind of look towards some of the groups that are against it and why they would be. The Bar Association is not behind it. Generally, every other year, we're getting to that, but, you know. You know, they worry about the, you know, a lot of it is worried about, like, the violence, the premonition of violence, family violence, or, you know, stuff like that. That's one of the things that they always throw in there, so.
Well, and for those maybe who aren't familiar, when we talk about shared parenting, we're talking about parents who are fit parents, mm-hmm. you know, just happening, you're going through a divorce, but the parents are fit, that you'd be in a joint custody arrangement.
Yes.
Yeah, you explain that a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess when you think about it, you know, both parents came in, you know, as good fit parents in the marriage, you know, in 90% of the cases. And now, you know, a lot of them at the time, there's one getting taken away. And there's not a real reason you can point at for that, and it's to the detriment of the children, I guess. You know?
I know, as I've talked to fathers, because I've talked to Grant Hellman, you mentioned him.
Yeah,
I've talked to him in previous years. I've talked to other fathers who have gone through divorce, and some who've been connected with these efforts. And there's a feeling that right out of the gate, they feel like the entire system is stacked against fathers. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, it did, actually, you know, and it was just, I couldn't even function for a while because I, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they'll get choked up about talking about what happened to them. And, you know, when you get taken out of the equation and it's just like, you know, I don't know why this is happening, but it's happening. I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't function for a while.
I can imagine. Tom English is here, and again, he's part of a group that is hopes to see the legislature pass shared parenting. Can you talk about maybe the proposal that you have that you're trying to get through the legislature this year?
Yes.
What would it do?
Well, the good thing about this is we've always had the state bar as our main opponent, and as a group of people, they're probably the hardest to, you know, be against. They're very, very good at persuading people. They're the best probably in the world. So they're with us on this one, and what this is going to do is put just the wording, you know, the way I look at it, of being able to grant, you know, joint physical custody. When you go into a divorce, a lot of times they'll talk about custody, joint custody, but with one parent or the other getting full physical custody. This has the wording of joint physical custody, and that's nice right there.
What's the sentiment, do you think, of the legislature this year? I mean, are you more hopeful this year than you've been in previous years that you might get something passed?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, we've been trying to be out there, you know, and get people informed. And with the South Dakota Bar with us on this, that is going to help a lot.
Yeah, well, and as you said, because they've been a primary opponent to a lot of this legislation in the past, the trial lawyers have been.
Correct.
Well, for people maybe who want more information on shared parenting, find out a little bit more about the bill, what can they do, Tom?
We have a site. It's Shared Parenting of South Dakota. You can just Google it and you'll find it. There's a lot of information on there.
I know you guys are on Facebook, too, right?
Right, yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with the effort.